The Baraka Memorial.
Baraka died, and as it is often the case with great figures, plans were made to build a memorial in his honor in Lugo's main square. There was one problem, however. Who would build it? It was not known who to entrust the work to. At one point, there was even the idea of holding a competition, but Mussolini rejected this idea, suggesting that the construction should be entrusted to a well-known artist. The solution came from Margherita Sarfatti, who suggested Domenico Rambelli, and after various letters of encouragement from various artists, he accepted the assignment. Domenico Rambelli, author of prestigious works such as The Monumento ai Caduti in Viareggio and The Fante Dormienti in Brisighella, began a period of intense production of drawings and design studies, which covered the period from 1927 to 1935. Initially, the site where to place the monument was not the square where it can be admired today. A great number of proposals were excluded, such as the public garden located in front of the station or near the airfield at Villa San Martino. It is therefore not surprising to find the presence of sketches relating to a circular structure, like a small temple with two steps, 34 columns, as many as Baraka's victories, and the statue of the hero in the center. The site of Baraka Monument was finally established in Piazza 20 Settembre.
Rambelli aimed for a monumental, expressionist and symbolic structure in which a gigantic and stylized wing serves as the backdrop for the statue of the famous figure, placed on a base pedestal, marking the dates and locations of the victories. The upright and massive figure of Baraka is characterized by an assorted posture and a brief description of the aviator's equipment, such as goggles, helmet, and coverall. In November 1935, considerable masonry work was carried out, such as digging and repaving of the square, with the aim of restoring the monument. The monument was inaugurated on the 21st of June 1936. It covers an area of 1,040 square meters and is entirely covered with Tivoli travertine. On the sides of the wing, 27 meters high, is carved a prancing horse with the motto Ad Maiora, meaning towards greater things, as well as a Pegasus, to witness the evolution of Baraka into a knight of heaven. The statue is 5.70 meters high and stands on a cylindrical boulder on which are carved stylized flames and the dedication Baraka in vita alla d'Italia nella grande guerra, that is to say, Baraka undefeated in the Great War, between a propeller and a machine gun. Nowadays, the Baraka monument is a meeting place. The monument could have been left to itself and forgotten, like many other pieces of evidence of the past. Of central importance were those who went to great lengths to tell his story and then to turn people's gaze back to a work that has become intrinsic to the Lugo landscape.